Blog Talk Radio.
Nothing else could wash away sin. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And when I stand before you as a child of God, it is not because I was born to save parents. It was not positive self-image. But when I think about all of my sins being forgiven, I have to say, I know his blood has made me whole. I know.
Come on and praise the Lord with me.
Come on and praise the Lord.
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. We have another exciting topic today. And before we start, Father, we thank you for the power of your forgiveness today to restore the joy of our salvation. Lord, we thank you for being God all by yourself, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for giving us a model to follow. We thank you for hearing and answering our prayer today, dear Heavenly Father, as we go forth with this lesson. You can become clean through the Word of God. Amen. Well, today, our main topic is you can become clean, or you can become clean through the Word of God. And we're taking that from Psalms 51 and 10. And the Word of God said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. You know, we have medicine today that cleanse and disinfect all wounds that you have. We have antibiotics to cure infection. We have procedures for cleaning out some type of other arteries. But we have no means for creating a clean heart. That is because this is something only God can do. And the Word of God said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. You know, David knew this truth personally. Since he tried to deal with his sin on his own terms, as many of you do today. You know, David knew this truth personally. And he realized ultimately that only God could cleanse his heart and restore his joy. So to God, he turned in full humility. And when you read that, you know, we ought to be very thankful that the Bible never conceals the fault of the noblest men. David stands high among the highest of these. His words have been for ages the choice expression for the devotion of the holiest of soul. And whosoever he had wished to speak longer after purity, here David cried for purity. You know, lowly trusting in God, the aspiration of love or the rapture of devotion. Has found no words of his own naturally. When you think about creating me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Here he confessed that when God's spirit is cold in us, to have it again means to revive is as a new creature. You know, when you think of the word use of creative operating of God brings into being what did not exist before. And so in the parallel lines, renew should be rather make new. You know, it's not the restoration of what was there before that he desired, but a radical change of heart and spirit. You know, a right spirit should rather be a steadfast or constant spirit. You know, it should be fixed, resolute in its allegiance to God, unmovable by the assault of temptation. You know, such a clean heart and a steadfast spirit, the condition of fellowship with God. You know, the spring of a holy life can only come from the creativity, life-giving power of God. You know, when you think about it, creating me a clean heart, you hear people say that all the time. Oh, God, do more than purify me, God. Do more than cleanse me. By an act of creative power, make in me a new clean heart. Compare the Christian doctrine of a new birth and new life and renew a right spirit within me. Your heart and spirit are used interchangeable for the inward essence of man. When you think about David in Acts and both a new heart and a new spirit, requested the renovation of his entire mental and moral nature, when he recognized as prior. When you think about that, the prayer by the consideration that his sense of sin is more than superficial, that is, he's ready to make a penitential confession. True penitential is not a dead knowledge of sin committed, but a living, sensitive conscience of it. You know, when you think about that, many a precious lessons is contained in it. You know, for instance, it is not innocent which make men good. This is your man after God's own heart, is it? Well, let's run the common shout or sneer. Yes, not that God threw little of his foul sin, nor that saints make up for adulterous murders by making our single singing psalm, not that righteousness as a standard of conduct is lower than morality, but that having fallen, he learned to uphold his sin. And with deepness, trust in God's mercy and many tears, struggling out of the mire, and with unconscious resolve and strength, draws from a divine soul, so still to press toward the mark. You know, it's not the attainment of purity, nor the absence of sin, but the presence and the operation through it, be partial or an energy which is at war with all imperfectivity. He makes a man righteous. That is a lesson worth learning. You can become clean through the Word of God. The more you read the Word of God, the more you confess your sins to God, your Savior. You can be cleansed through the Word of God. And here again, David was not a hypocrite because his fault of his. All sin is inconsistent with a religious character. But it's not for us to say what sin is incompatible with religious character. Again, the worst sin is not some outburst of gross transgression, forming an exception to the ordinary tenor of a life bad and dismissed as such a sin is. But the worst and most fatal are the small continuous vices which root underground and honeycomb the soul. You know, many a man think himself as a Christian, but when you think about it, it's in more danger from the daily commission. For example, a small piece of sharp practice in this business than ever was David at his work. When you think about it, most precious of all is to the possibility of sin being effective and of the high hope. Now, which evil a man stuck in transgression has a right to cherish. As to the purity and the beauty of character to which he may come, you say, well, what a prayer these calculus contain to be offered by one who has so sinned. You know, you can go to God when you have sinned. He's the one that can wash you, clean you, make you clean. You know, as I was thinking about this lesson and looking at David's life, and as he was saying, give me a clean heart and, you know, renew the strength in me, you know, it's obvious that these three gifts are right spirit. When you think about it, the Holy Spirit, a free spirit, is the center one along in the original spoken of God as thy, or the last clause, the English Bible being an unnecessary supplement. You know, when you think about it, I suppose that this certain petition stands in the middle because the gift which it acts is the essential and fundamental ones from which they are flow, and it was diverted on the right hand and on the left. The other two, God's Holy Spirit, given to a man, making the human spirit holy, and then making it right and free. Look at them, at the petition, not in the order in which they stand in the text, but in the order which the text indicated as the natural one. Today we are talking about, can you become clean through the Word of God? And when you think about it, we have medicine today that they claim to do everything. It cleanses, disinfects your skin wound. We have substances that can purify out our digestive system when certain examinations are needed. We even have antibiotics to cure inner infection. We have procedures for cleaning out some type of artery. But we have no means for creating a clean heart. This is because this is something only God can do. You have to go to God. Ask God to clean out all that sin that's in that heart. Clean it out. Create in you a new heart, a new being. Take that old junk out and replace it with the word of God. That's becoming clean. You know, if you're dealing with sin in your life that have robbed you of your joy today, you don't have to stay in that place where you've been. You can become clean. That's right. You can become clean today. Ask David, did you need only humble yourself before the Lord? When was the last time you humbled yourself before the Lord? Ask his forgiveness. Acknowledge his and renew your commitment to walk with him. He will take care of the rest and lead you once again into joy. Today, our four words we are using in our topic today is create, clean, heart, and sin. That means you got to get that sin out so God can create a new heart, a clean heart. That's what you want. You want to become clean through the word of God, and you need the word of God filtering in you every day, throughout today, not just once a week on Sunday or maybe once a week for Bible study. No, you can become clean through the word of God each and every day. More you read about the word of God, the more he will revelate himself to you, the more he will take out things that you want taken out of you. He will take them out and replace it with the things that need to be replaced. That means forgiveness. You need to ask him for forgiveness. Repent of all your sin. You know, when I thought about take not thy Holy Spirit from me, you know, one thing to notice is that David regarded himself as possessing that spirit. When you read Psalms 51, the whole entire psalm, you'll get a better perspective of what I'm saying today. You know, we are not to read into the psalms the full development in the New Testament teaching of a personal, you know, possess, but the spirit whom Christ revealed and sin. To do that would be a gross. You know, we are to remember that it is an anointed king who speaks, whose head there has been poured the oil that designates him to his office. And it's in a general flowing sweet fragrance, symbolic from the oil inspiration of a divine influence that accomplished every divine call. You know, we ought to remember, too, how it had fared with David, preceder. You know, Saul had been chosen by God. He had been for a while guided and upheld by God. But he fell into sin, and not because he fell into it, but because he continued in it. If you want to come out, you want God to forgive you, come up out of that sin today. It's not because you, he or she done wrong, but because he did not repent the Solomon words of recording concerning him, that the spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and the evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. You know, the divine influence which came on the toe and head of the son of Kish, hallelujah, and dwell in our spirit of a divine spirit who draws away our love from self on him, you know, which change our blindness into sight, and make us by degree like himself, holy, harmless, undefiled, separated from sin. You know, the spirit of the Lord is the energy which produces all righteousness and purity in human spirit. My. See, I have some callers that have come on the line, and call us if you would like to say anything concerning this topic today. Feel free to hit one on your keypad, and I'd be more than happy to bring you in today. You know, when you think about it, all our desires after what is good and true should shape themselves into the desires for that spirit. You know, our prayer should be make me separate from evil, that I be so calm, so claim and keep me from thy own, as thou hast done with the Sabbath among the days, which the bare summit of the hills of the Lord house among the mountains. You know, let my spirit, O God, know its destination for thee, its union with thee. Then being thine, it will be clean. Dwell in me, Lord, that I may know myself. Seal me with that gracious influence, which is the proof that thou possess me and the place that I possess thee. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. That's what you should be saying today. So much for the chief of these petitions, which give the idea character and its deepest revelation. You know, the Holy Spirit in a man will be a right spirit and a free spirit. Consider these in turn. You know, a right spirit. When you think about a right spirit, you will observe that our translator have given that alternative render in the margin. And it is not seldom the case. It is better one that adopted in the word of God. You know, a constant or firm spirit is the psalmist's meaning. He sees that a spirit which is conscious of its relationship to God and set free from the perpetual bait of sin will be a spirit firm and settled. It'll be established and immovable in its obedience and its faith. For him, the root of all steadfastness is in consecration to God. And when you think about that, there is no stability, settled persistence of righteousness purpose possibly for us unless we are made strong, because we lay hold on God's strength and stand firm because we are rooted in him. And you know, without that hold fast, we shall be swept away by storms of calamity or by gusts of passion. You know, without that to steady us, our own boiling lust and desire will make every fiber of our being quiver and tremble. Without that armor, there will be no solidity enough in our character to bear without breaking the steady pressure of the world's weight. Today we are talking about, can you become clean through the word of God? You know, to stand erect and in that sense to have a right spirit, one that is upright, unbent, we must have sure footing in God and have his energy infused into our shrunken limb. You know, if we are to be stable, we must be built on the rock and build rocks like upon it. Build thy strength upon God. Let his Holy Spirit be the foundation of thy life. And then thy tremendous and soul will be braced and fixed. You know, when you think about that, the building will become like the foundation and will grow into a tower of strength that stands four squares to every wind. Rooted in God, thou shalt be unmoved by the loud wind when they call, or if it's still, the turbulent leaves are huddled together before the blast, and the swaying branches creak and groan. The bole will stand firm, and the groaning roots will not pop on their anchor. Through the storm, giant drag at them with 100 hands. The spirit of holiness will be a firm spirit. But you know, there is another phrase connected between two points of the ideal character. If my spirit is to be holy and to preserve its holiness, it must be firm. That is to say, you can only get and keep purity by resisting. A man who has not learned to say no, who is not resolved that he will take God's way in spite of every dog that can bay or bark at him, in spite of every silver voice that wore him aside with the weak and the wretched man till he dies, In such a world as this, with such hearts as ours, in the long run, you know, when you think about it, whosoever let himself be shaped and guided by anything lower than an inflexible will, fixed in obedience to God, will in the end be shaped into a disformity and guided to wreck and ruin. You know, righteousness is not a mere negative idea. Scripture, mortality is something much deeper than prohibit. But there is no law for us without prohibition, and no righteousness without casting out evil that is strong in us and fighting against evil that is attracted around us. You know, therefore, we need firmness to God, holiness, to be the hard shell in which the rich fruit mature. We need a wholesome obstinac in the right that will neither be bribed or coaxed nor bullied, nor anyhow persuaded out of the word in which we know we should walk. My. You know, when you think about holiness, when you think about becoming clean through the word of God, you know, as I was thinking about that, this would seem to be the meaning here. He prayed, meaning David, he prayed for a heart that would be firm in the purpose of virtue. Are you doing that today? That would not yield to temptation. That would carry out holy resolution. That would be a steadfast in the service of God. And when you look at the word renewed, here it means to be or to make new, to produce something new. It is also used in the sense of making a new, as applied to buildings or cities in the sense of rebuilding or repairing. You know, the word here would naturally convey the idea that there has been formerly a right and a proper spirit in you, which, when David prayed, might not have been restored. The language is that one who has done right formally, but who has fallen into sin, and who desires that he might be brought back into his former condition. Today, we are talking about you can become clean through the word of God. And our text is coming from Psalms 51, 1 through the whole chapter. Just read it. I feel you will get something out of it today. And as I kept going back, create a work of Almighty God, literally to me, or for me, bestow as a gift, a heart free from taint of sin. And you'll find that Psalms 24 and 4. You know, when you're talking about renew, implied that he had to possess it. The essential principle of a new nature had not been lost, but it influenced, interrupted. Here David showed that he had not lost God's presence and spirit. And though he lost the joy of his salvation, for whose return he prayed. He was asking God to return the joy of his salvation, the right spirit, literally, constantly, for him not yielding to temptation. And when you think about creating me, a clean heart, seeing I have not only defiled myself by these actual sins, but also have a most filthy heart, corrupt even from my birth. With nothing but God Almighty creating power can purify, do that effective work in me, a holy frame of heart. You know, when you think about whereby both my inward filth may be purged away, and may be prevented from falling into such actual and scandalous sin. Today, you can become clean through the word of God. Renew that good temple, which before this apostle I had in some measure. Be pleasant, gracious to restore it with advantage. Right, firm, a constant, a steadfast, that I may not be so easily shaken and am ready to fall either into sin or into despair. My. You know, therefore, upon me with thy spirit. The spirit is free. Spirit, it's a free agent himself working freely. And the more cheerful we are in our duties, the more constant we shall be to it. You know, when you think about it, what is this? But the liberal wherewith Christ make his people free, which is contrast with the yoke of bondage. It is the spirit of adoption spoken to the heart. Those to whom God is the God of salvation, he will deliver from guilt from the salvation. He is the God of my salvation. Therefore, deliver me from the domination of sin. And when the lips are open, what should they speak but the praise of God for his forgiving mercy? My God will forgive you of everything you've done. All you have to do is go to him and ask him for forgiveness. Clean your heart out. Clean your mind. Ask him even to renew your mind. Let your whole body be clean and rejuvenated with the word of God. You can read from Genesis to Revelation. And the more you read, the more you can become clean through the word of God. Because you're going to always find nuggets in these scriptures, in these passages that will bring something to light. It will turn on a light up there in your head and say, have I been doing this? Have I been doing that? It's time for me to stop doing this or that through the word. You know, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and which is commonly used to express the act of creation. It is used here evidently in the sense of causing that to exist, which did not exist before. And there is clear a recognition of divine power or a feeling on the part of David that this could be done by God alone. David realized this had to be done by God alone. He couldn't do it by himself. No. He had done did so many different things. He knew he had to go to God and ask God for forgiveness. He was after God's own heart. And when you think about that, only God. The idea is, however, not just a new substance might be brought into being, or to which the name a clean heart might be pure, that his affection and feeling may be made right, that he might have what he was conscious of that he did not now possess, a clean or a pure heart. You know, this he felt could be produced only by the power of God and the passage that is documented. And the human heart is a change only by divine agent. You can become clean through the word of God today. Pick up your Bible today. Ask God to forgive you for every sin you have. Go in, root up, tear out, pull down every stronghold. Get into the scriptures. Get into the word of God that God wants you to do. And renew a right spirit within yourself, a constant spirit. That which is upright, right, and proper. That which is right, true, and sincere. That which is firm, constant, and fixed. I think I give you those 3 points I had today. That which is upright, right, and power, and proper. That which is right, true, and sincere. That which is firm, constant, and fixed. My. I think I'll put us a little song on. If anybody would like to come on and say something, just press 1 on your keypad. I'll be happy to hear from you today. You're going to pray. Show me your glory.
Show me your glory.
We need to see God's glory. You know, we'll get back to our topic. You can become clean through the Word of God. You know, David does not merely long for certain spiritual excellence. He goes to God for them. And his reason for doing so are plain. If you will look at the former verses of this psalm, you will see that he had found out two things about his sin, both of which make him sure he can only be what he should be by God's help. He has learned crimes were in relation. Hallelujah. 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 Hold on just a moment. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And, you know, he knew about his sin, but which made him sure he could only be what he should be by God's help. He had learned what his crime was in relation to God, and he had further learned what they indicated about himself. You know, the teaching of his bitter experience as to form of these two matters lies in that saying, which some people have thought strange. You know, he said, only have I sinned. What did he do? Well, had he not committed a crime against human law, had he not harmed Uriah and Bathsheba, were not his deeds an offense to the whole kingdom? Yes, he knew all that, but he felt that over and above all that was black in his deeds, considered it in bearing upon men, it was still blacker. When it was referred to God and a sadder word that crime or thought had to be used about it, I have done wrong. That's what David was saying. I have done wrong against my fellow. But worse than that, I have sinned against God. You know, the notion of sin implied the notion of God. Sin is willful transgressions of the law of God. But bring God into human affair and men's fault immediately assume the darker tint and becomes men's sin. Therefore, the need of prayer, if these evil are to be blotted out. David said, if I had done crime against man only, I should not need to seek God for pardon or cleansing. But I have sinned against him and done this evil in his sight. Therefore, my desire for deliverance address themselves to him, and my longing for purity must still break into the cry of entreaty to that God with whom are forgiveness and redemption from all iniquity. Here David know what he had done. He know he had to go to God. He know how he had sinned. And this was a confession that he made. He's trying to suffer off guilt from his own shoulder. By no means, but these words are the motive for purge me. That's what he said. Purge me, and I shall be clean. This is to say he had learned that isolated act of sin in here in a common root. Here he had to be purged for everything he had done. And he had to say, create in me a clean heart, O God. He wanted God to create in him a clean heart because he knew that heart he had was sin infested. It was dirty. The things he had did was wrong. So he had to go to God, and he had to go to God and go through the word of God to be cleansed. So today, our topic, you can become clean through the word of God. No matter what sin you have been in, go to God in prayer. Ask God to create in you a clean heart. Read Psalm 51 in its entirety, to read it over and over until you get a better understanding of the things that's been lurking with you in your mind, the sin that needs to come up out of you. You want a clean heart. You don't want to walk around with that heart filled with all kind of junk. Because, you know, this heart can be wicked. That's why we got to ask God daily, all during the day, God, keep my mind, keep me cleansed, remove thoughts that shouldn't be. Remove all these evil things out of me because I want to be cleansed through the word of God. And that's our topic for today. You can become clean through the word of God. Please stay tuned next week where we'll have another exciting topic from the word of God to share with you. So today we want to say bye. We enjoyed you tuning in, and do come back next week. Bye-bye.